Okay, I know that you have never had anybody call for you, but you've called for you. I think you mentioned to me that you called in 90 elk for other people, right? Isn't that correct?
Right. It's either like 90 or 92, or it's around 90 elk.
Well, just
I
a
lost
lot,
track.
just a lot, right? So tell me how you set up with the two-man team. So you've got the shooter. Like how far back do you? Do you go more upwind than the shooter? I'd be like, how do you like to set up when you're paired up with
Oh,
somebody and
usually,
trying to
I
call?
mean, when I got the bull, we're usually always trying to be downwind of the bull. And I like my shooter from 30 to 50 yards out in front of me. 50 yards is a real good idea because a lot of times you'll get a bull comes in and he hangs up because he doesn't see anything. When he thinks he should see something, I mean, they're not completely stupid. They don't just keep blundering walking in. But if a bull comes up to a point where he knows he should see another elk there, and there's no elk there, he's going to stand there, and if you got a shooter out there 50 yards, then he could pick him off. But if he's, if your shooter's right next to you, then it ain't going to happen. There's been times, I mean, when Charlie shot that bull with me, that, like I said, the bull was 11 steps from me. I think it was 7 steps for her. But the bull seen me, and I could see his eyes open up just as the arrow hit him when Charlie shot him. So, but that situation, we did not have the bull come in so fast that we did not have time to get the separation. But I like 30 to 50 yards out in front of me when I'm calling somebody else. The thing that really annoys me about that, though, is a lot of times the biggest bull I call in is the one that somebody else gets to shoot. And I like, that's why I like being alone, because I used to have a guy that hunted with me, and what I would do is he would always look at me when the bull, when the bull showed up, and if I give him a fist, that was for him to go ahead and take it, but if I give him a thumbs up, that was he had to pass it. And I had this guy laying on the ground flat, and the bull walked right by him at 3 steps. And then I shot the bull at 20 yards, quartering to me, and the bull walked 3 steps by him, But he was just laying on the ground flat as a pancake. He wouldn't even look at the bull. And then he was afraid that when the arrow hit the bull, he heard the arrow hit, and he heard the bull running, and he thought the bull was going to trample him, so he jumped up real quick, and the bull was running the other way. But that's a situation 30 to 50 yards away. And you got to keep the wind. The wind is the big thing. Of all the things on the elk hunt, the wind is the most. I don't care how much elk scent you got on there. I don't care if you got scent-free clothes. Nothing works if the wind is wrong.
And if you got one of those days where you've got those mountain swirls, that you know what I'm talking
Oh,
about. Do you
absolutely.
just back out? I mean, because I would imagine.
I'll usually back out. Sometimes I'll just take the chance. I've had instances where I was hunting over in the Trout Creek area, and I had bulls virtually on 3 sides of me, and all 3 bulls ended up winding me. I never got a shot at any of them, and they were all within 50 yards of me, because the wind swirls there. That's one thing I don't like about hunting in the mountains, because the wind swirls in the mountains. Over on the prairie, it blows southeast or southwest, and it blows that way in the morning and blows that way all day. And, it's got a lot more consistent wind in the breaks than there are in the mountains. So the wind is the deal.